Welcome back. Join us now for more Red Barn Radio, all recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. Tonight, we're with Sam Gleaves.
I've heard the blackbird pipe his note. I've heard the thrush and the linnet too. But there's none of them can sing so sweet, my singing bird, as you. And if I could climb that high, high tree, I would rob that wild bird's nest. And I could catch my singing bird, and I'd warm him on my breast. But there's none of them can sing so sweet, my singing bird, as you. At my window I will lean, and it seems I hear my singing bird, though a thousand miles between. There's none of them can sing so sweet, my singing bird, as you. And since my singing bird is fled, to the mountains I will go, and there sing out this lonesome song, so that all the world will know. There's none of them can sing so sweet, my singing bird, as you. No, there's none of them can sing so sweet, my singing bird, as you.
Thank you.
Music is this amazing thing. So many different instruments in the world of music. You play several of them. What one instrument, if you play or don't play, fascinates you the most?
They're all pretty fascinating to me. I'm trying to figure them out, and I'm not doing too good a job. But I guess, so guitar was my first instrument. I had trouble reading music because it's math related, you know, and I never was good at math. And so I can barely read music now, but not too much. Anyway, so I got a guitar when I was 12-ish, I guess. I was all wrapped up in Bob Dylan and Joan Baez and all these singers that beat on these acoustic guitars. So I asked for one. We went to an old fella's house and bought a used one. The fiddle fascinates me tremendously. I don't play too much in public, but I really love playing the fiddle, scratching at it a little bit. There's just something about it that makes you want to dance. You know, it's so much like the human voice that a fiddle fascinates me in that way. But I love playing the banjo. I guess I'd call it my main instrument, old-time clawhammer banjo. It can evoke a lot of emotions, too. You know, banjo's not just a rowdy instrument. It gets a bad rap all the time, and, you know, it's hard to tune, and there's a million jokes made out about it, you know, but we won't say any of those here because my banjo's precious to me. This is an old Gibson that was redone by the fella that taught me to play music, Jim Lloyd. He refurbishes old banjos. So this is like 50 or 60-year-old hardware on all new wooden parts. My banjo.
Keeping it old school and new school.
Yeah, trying to. Yeah, trying to keep it working. It's like a car, you know? It's like every time you turn around, something's going on with it. But
you gotta check the oil every once in a while.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I thought of a good joke, but I'm not going to say
Lord.
It.
You meant press her up, but you can't take her out, I swear.
I know a joke about a carburetor. I sing in this song sometimes. When you go down on Deep Ellum, keep your carburetor clean, because them women on Deep Ellum sell you dirty gasoline. That's my only car joke.
It's been a right hard winter. They barely made it through. Granny wrung her worn out hands and wondered what to do. When the company man came calling, saying, old lamps for new. Nothing paved the way ahead like Grandpa's working shoes. Grandpa scratched out a living in the belly of that mine. Gave away the light of day a dollar at a time. And a poor man has to wonder just what else he can do. Sing while he's lacing up his brand new working shoes. Springtime come, wages just got lower all the time. Everything the children needed, the script just would not buy. So with nothing left to show for it, and the soul's about worn through. Nothing walked the picket line like Grandpa's working shoes. Now the years have hurried by and Grandpa's dead and gone. Granny prayed her strapping sons would hustle underground. Oh, and if the time would ever come, it always come too soon. It's grow up quick, hope you'll fit in Grandpa's working shoes. When the man I love comes home at night with cold dust on his sleeve, and I watch our son come running on little wobbly knees, oh, it's then I start to thinking just what I've got to lose. As I watch my little man try on his daddy's working shoes. As I watch my little man try on his daddy's working shoes.
Thank you.
And tell us about your CD coming out. This is the first one with all original tunes.
Yeah.
So good. Everybody mine. So good.
Yeah, so... We're sending the record off to be mastered, so that means the music is very close to being done. It's called Ain't We Brothers, and it's mostly original material, but some traditional also kind of woven in there. They're just songs about, you know, my home place, what I love, who I love, where I'm from, down home country material, a little folkiness thrown in there too from my other influences, but a lot of musicians I admire a whole lot, mostly Kathy Fink, have been very helpful with that, so... Just like we're talking about, you know, takes a village, and I appreciate the support. We did a big crowdfunding project to get it off the ground, which was, I was very surprised and humbled by how much people gave to help it out.
This is a time of music where everybody is expected to come out with a really top-notch album, regardless if you have a shoestring budget or a Warren Buffett budget. And you have to really have people that support you, have good musicians playing with you, have the ability to be able to get your music out and made, and then the ability, of course, to take it around the world. So everybody that's out there, when you find a project that you really love and support, make sure you buy local music, make sure you support local music anytime you can, because... Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Hooray for local music. people are making this music beautiful, regardless if they're getting paid or not. They want to share it with the world. And once you make something like that, it's out there forever. Just like you make a stick figure on a canvas and, you know, it's sitting in your mom's house for forever. Now you're an artist.
I've danced with the devil and I've seen the light, trading sweet Sunday mornings for Saturday nights. Never thought of myself as a church-going kind, but some Sunday mornings it crosses my mind. But when I look at you asleep in my sheets, I wonder if heaven could ever compete. I would lose sight of everything to make you see. You're just like Jordan to me. When all hope is fleeting and not a friend could be found, on the banks of your river I'll lay myself down. Some people die waiting for what I've got now, and I thank God for it every time you're around. When the blue light of morning is lost in your hair, I leave my eyes open and search for a prayer. Oh, as long as I'm lost in your crystalline stream, you're just like Jordan to me. Of all things I know, in the warmth of your water I'll rock up my soul. On the banks of your river forever I'll stand, with my head tied in white and my knees in the sand. The second I saw you I planted my feet. Nothing this side of heaven could convince me to leave. I would lose sight of everything to make you see. You're just like Jordan to me. You're just like Jordan to me.
If you've just joined us, we're with Sam Bleeves on Red Barn Radio.
So I want to introduce to you my friend Matt Parsons, who is originally from a little town in West Virginia, Aphids, Athens, something like that. But anyway, he goes to school at Berea College now. Are you doing Appalachian Studies? Is that your major?
I am.
He sure is, and he's a fine songwriter. Comes from a family of songwriters, actually. But he's going to sing you all a song that he wrote, and I'm going to try to help him a little bit, stay out of his way. So here's Matt Parsons.
This song right here is about to be about as soon as I get this guitar where I can play it.
You can see how diligent he is. So diligent.
I built a world for me today. First thing I've done for myself since
built a world for me today. It's a house on a field in the wold, and it holds me all in. I built a world for me today, where no one can blame me or tell me what they think is right. I built a world for me today. It's out amongst the trees, and the breeze keeps me cool through the night. So don't build me a home in Montana, 'cause I don't need it. Don't promise me castles in France, 'cause I won't believe it. My kingdom is here in the wild, with the heart of a wandering child. Today I built a world that's only for me. I built a world for me today. I let my spirit run free just to see what my hands like to make. I built a world for me today, where I take whatever I take the notion to take. I built a world for me today. I made a barn and a swing in the yard and a bunch of new friends. I built a world just for me today. You're welcome for free, but your money can't pay your way in. So don't build me a home in Montana, 'cause I don't need it. Don't promise me castles and friends, 'cause I won't believe it. My kingdom is here in the wild, with the heart of a wandering child. Today I built a world that's only for me. I built a world for me today, so I can have something that's real, I can feel and believe in. I built a world for me today. It's a place in the space of my mind, and it's no kind for leaving. So don't build me a home in Montana, 'cause I don't need it. Don't promise me castles and friends, 'cause I won't believe it. My kingdom is here in the wild, heart of a wandering child. Today I built a world that's only for me. Yeah, today I built a world that's only for me.
Yeah, buddy.
All right.
Here's an old country song that was done by one of my sheroes, Rose Maddox, of the Maddox Brothers and Rose. What do you know about them?
That I love them.
Yeah, I love them too. That's mostly all I know. But
she was born in like the Dust Bowl era, and I can't remember exactly where she's from right now, but she was one of the first women on the Opry along with Gene Shepherd, and she was just a fantastic band leader. She played the bass, and she played the fiddle, and she sang, and she used to come out there in those cowgirl outfits with her fringe and cowgirl hats, and she's one of my favorites. She's got some real good songs. I guess she moved to California like most of those folks to get work and survive, and her whole family, her gigantic family, all of her brothers played music with her, and they were her band.
They are, and this is one they Rose did called I'm Happy Every Day I Live. Our theme song. I got the world by the tail and a rainbow around my shoulder, and I'm happy every day I live. I work 8 hours, draw my pay, try to do some good each day, and I'm happy every day I live. My house is just a rambling shack with a little low-down house out back, but I'm happy every day I live. No whiskey from the old brown jug, but coffee from a broken mug, 'cause I'm happy every day I live. I got the world by the tail and a rainbow around my shoulder, and I'm happy every day I live. I work 8 hours, draw my pay, try to do some good each day, and I'm happy every day I live. Let's play it. No high-speed cars, no aeroplanes, all I can boast is my good name, but I'm happy every day I live. No diamond rings, no watch and chain, I even know my face is plain, but I'm happy every day I live. I got the world by the tail and a rainbow around my shoulder, and I'm happy every day I live. Work 8 hours to draw my pay, try to do some good each day, and I'm happy every day I live. My kids and I live all alone, and we eat the meat and we gnaw the bone, but we're happy every day we live. Some folks, they wonder why they're here, but I hope I live 1,000 years, 'cause I'm happy every day I live. I got the world by the tail and a rainbow around my shoulder, and I'm happy every day I live. I work 8 hours, draw my pay, try to do some good each day, and I'm happy every day I live. Yes, I'm happy every day I live.
Yeah!
Thank you.
I'd like to thank our guests, Sam Gleaves, Linda Jean Stokely, and Deborah Payne, for being with us here tonight on Red Barn Radio. Also like to thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations. And of course, the members of our studio audience, we thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Donald Mason, your host of Red Barn Radio. Until we meet again, keep it spinning. Once again, let's hear it for Sam Gleaves.
Our friend Stephanie Jeter, the good doctor who lives here in Lexington but hails from East Tennessee originally. She's going to play the bass and sing a little bit.
Yeah.
all out on the old railroad, far as I can see. Swing and turn, Jubilee, live and learn, Jubilee. If I had no horse to ride, I'd be found a crawling up and down this rocky road, searching for my darling. Swing and turn, Jubilee, live and learn, Jubilee. Now I won't have no widder man, and neither will my cousin. You can get such stuff as that for 15 cents a dozen. Swing and turn, Jubilee, live and learn, Jubilee. Play them. Some will come on Saturday night, some will come on Sunday. If you give them half a chance, they'll be back on Monday. Swing and turn, Jubilee, live and learn, Jubilee. Coffee grows on the white oak tree, sugar runs in brandy. Boys as pure as a lump of gold, girls as sweet as candy. Swing and turn, Jubilee, live and learn, Jubilee. Now if I had needle and thread, fine as I could sew, I'd sew that chain to my side, down this creek I'd go. Swing and turn, Jubilee, live and learn, Jubilee. Jubilee, live and learn, Jubilee.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you all.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Linda Jean Stokely, Deborah Payne, and Sam Gleaves for being with us tonight. Red Barn Radio would like to thank High on Art and Coffee in the Woodland Triangle for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. Wake up to the vision with High on Art and Coffee. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Linda and Glenn Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find us on the web at redbarnradio.com for performance dates and times. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio Playout theme was written and performed by the Downtown County Band. The full version of this song can be heard on their CD release under the title Monterey Blues. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.